Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Lots of text today. Lots of controversy on the show today. So,
controversy?
Yeah, there's some controversy.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it and you're going to deal with it.
I don't want to deal with it. I just want to go have a day. I don't need people yelling at me.
Thanks for hanging out in the backyard with me on my staycation. Love you, Sarah. My backyard sucks right now, too. It's her laptop, and you can see the video as we are right next to her morning coffee.
Aw. I like being on your laptop. That's cute.
You can watch this show at radioalice.com/something. Yeah. Sarah, Manhattan doesn't have 8 mil. New York City, including all five boroughs.
Okay, thank you. So that one was easy.
Right.
Okay, thanks for telling me.
Was that the controversy?
No.
I hope so. I hope that was the controversy.
Europe is setting dates for less pollution, and our president wants to burn more coal, says
Yeah,
Five.
No, we've already given up on our president. So we get it.
Yeah, there's another election coming. You should run.
Mm. Somebody has to.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is if you read a lot of the articles about the state of the Democratic Party, they're still all going, we don't know who we're going to put out there next time.
Mm. When I was in Germany, I was sitting in this bar having beer because that's what you do there.
All
warm
right.
beer.
So and you're ripped.
I was getting pretty lit.
All right.
And we started, and it was, you know, late at night and it was a rainstorm outside. So we're sort of just, you know, we had to go in there and have some drinks. So we started talking to these, I would say younger dudes, like in their 20s or whatever. The bartender was super nice. And like this, you know, a friend of his sat down at the bar and we all just were talking and they just want to know what is going on with Trump and what is, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they all follow it. And he goes, oh, you've got Trump for 8 years. Oh, you have him for 8 years. And I was like, no, there's no way. He goes, yeah, he will get you into a war and then you, no one will vote him out and that will be it.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh my God,
so you start crying.
You're depressing me so much right now. So let's hope that guy was wrong.
It's not always a lock that they're going to win re-election.
Oh, I know. But unfortunately, it does sometimes happen.
Well, it happens quite a bit.
They fear monger.
The last president, one-time president was George Bush, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And then George before Bush that the was first. Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So it happens.
It does.
You know,
let's hope it happens this time.
People don't like the direction of the way the first four went and boom.
It's just it's unbelievable the steps backwards we're taking.
I understand and am terrified about football injury possibility. My son is passionate about this game and it's the one thing that has helped motivate him. Take it away would be to take away part of him. So I can only educate him with all the information. He's a high school senior hoping to play in college.
Damn.
Look, there are plenty of people who've played football from their whole life and have a great life from it. Mm-hmm. There are also people who can't walk because they played football.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a super incredibly violent sport. But
if you love it and that's what matters to you in your life, there's an argument for that too.
Someday I may be just paddling around and a shark will just come up and bite my head off. That could happen.
Jesus, Vinny.
I'm saying that there are risks in things you love that you do that you might just one day not have a head. There you are.
Supposed to be a big swell this weekend, Ben.
You just mentioned that for the first time. Usually in the summer, yeah. I just put it away.
There's a big, they said that it's some kind of, there's going to be all kinds of riptides and,
right.
you know, it's like a big...
I'll give it a look, but most summer I just write it off.
I just heard it in the bathroom on KCBS, so who knows?
It makes me happy to hear Hooman speak the truth, something Sarah is not used to.
Speak
Remember,
the truth
Hooman,
what?
America loves honesty. Just look at our election.
What?
Here's another one.
What was it about?
Adoption? Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a hairdresser in Palo Alto, and the client told me his son just started football. I asked if he was concerned about all that's in the news, and he said he was, but his wife pushed for it. I was stunned.
Hmm.
I don't know what to say. I think people, you know, love football. Thank it's you. Been a big part of all of our lives for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It may get to a point where it's not the sport it is now, but right now it's number one by far. Right?
We care about it.
Any sport make more money than football?
Well, I don't know.
Not in this nation. Right. Yeah, internationally, right. Maybe soccer. Oh, by the way, the United States is playing a soccer match tonight.
Do we have a good
team?
Gold
Cup final. Yeah. Jamaica versus United States at Levi's Stadium, 6:30 tonight.
Oh, watch out for traffic.
Traffic.
Mm-hmm. Go 280.
Sarah.
Yara, what I do know.
An angel is a created being who serves God. Demons are angels who choose to serve Satan. Ghosts are said to be dead people.
Oh, so an angel was never alive?
Right.
Okay, thanks. They all seem fake to me, but, you know. Yeah.
Look up Haystack in Petaluma about hauntings. Petaluma doesn't even recognize it as part of their own town because it's so haunted. The Haystack, do you know this, Yuzi?
I do not.
Ooh, maybe we should do our... Halloween,
a Halloween
broadcast.
Show
oh, you
want
to play games with ghosts?
Yeah,
huh?
I don't believe in them, so I'm fine with it.
Plus, they're landing. Is that what it, Haystack Landing?
It says Haystack.
What is it? Is
real
you say
footage and real terror? There was a documentary film about it. The most haunted place on earth.
Wow. Hope they don't stab me with their imaginary knife.
Vinny. So sports leagues by revenue, NFL, MLB. Then basketball, then Premier League.
Yeah, MLB, though, has to play 100.
That's soccer, but that's out of Wales, right?
MLB has to play 160-something games to the 16 the NFL plays.
Right.
And what is NBA plays 80-something games?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, to generate the same amount of revenue or close to...
Well, they also play their games in series, too. Like, they travel somewhere and they, you know.
Oh, baseball does?
All of them, yeah. You know. So, you play a few nights and I guess maybe it's just there's less preparation or something. Like, you just go into the court and play or you go into the, I don't know. Or maybe the wear and tear on the body. Although basketball seems like huge wear and tear. But, you know, football, they take that week off and
recover. They're beat.
Yeah, like baseball players, they can play every night. It's not that big a deal.
Listen to you. You don't even know.
You're right. Some baseball
She's
players.
Just holding her coffee in her hand. I'm just talking crap.
Blah, blah,
and
blah.
Nobody's even stopping
Man,
me.
We got four hours to fill. I'll say whatever I want.
Ain't that the truth?
And then I just won't read the text.
Hey, guys. Been a long-time listener and wanted to know if you could give a shout-out to my 12-year-old nephew, Leo. He was diagnosed with brain cancer and starts his radiation treatment today.
Oh, man.
Which will last 7 weeks, followed by 6 months of chemotherapy.
Oh, Leo.
Leo.
You can beat it, baby.
I'm praying for you.
I'm thinking of you. Vuhuman is praying for you. Leo. Mm. Oh, God. Can you imagine having a 12-year-old
no.
and finding that out? Damn. Go, Leo. You can do this.
Yeah, his uncle. Beat it. Is this Hector Delgado wrote in.
Uncle Thanks. Hector.
Thanks, Hector. Boy, that's rough.
Yeah,
that is rough. I can't.
Whatever dumb little problems you have today, count your blessings.
Yeah, something I was watching Ninja Warrior, of all things, that came on my TV.
Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, you know that?
I think so. It's like those big beefcake guys, and they do all the different stunts and obstacle courses.
Yeah. It's okay. The obstacle course.
So
I was watching
you landed
that.
On that.
I'd landed. No, actually, I think the missus landed on it, and I was happening by, and
you got sucked
it was
in.
On.
I see.
And one of the competitors goes, I'm doing this for my son, and then they break away into a story about how he got cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like starting to well up as I'm like, I can't watch this before bed. Once you have a kid, you can't eat. I don't know how anybody
Stories
can.
About kids just kill you.
He got he seemed sick, and then we took him to the doctor, and he never got better. And I was like,
Oh, I'm going to bed.
Why are you? What the hell?
That's rough.
So go, Leo. Please.
Go, Leo.
Kelsey Grammer is also a liar and a cheater. I wouldn't go across the street to support him, says 707.
Goodness, boy, there's some real hate for Kelsey Grammer there.
Cheated on Camille.
He cheated on his first wife, too?
Probably. He's a cheater and a liar, Sarah.
Oh.
Cheats on
everyone. I didn't realize. I forget. You know, people are out
of
the news.
Dude has 7 kids, though. Can you believe that?
Does he really?
Yeah.
His money is long. All those kids are going to do well. That Frasier money, the Cheers money, Jesus.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's also
X-Men.
He was in Storks.
Oh. He was in Toy Story.
Yeah.
He's the prospector.
Yep.
Right.
You know, it's funny. The longer someone's out of the public eye, the less I can remember. I just go, I like Frasier. I liked, you know, that show. So Kelsey Grammer's okay with me. And then Vinny's like, tells me all, and then this whole cheating thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy sucks. Forget it.
I don't know if he sucks or not. I mean,
well, he obviously does.
$60 million is what he's worth.
Oh, they'll be fine.
It's Amex, not Amex.
Well, we were saying it because the guy, the Australian dude in the clip said, oh, you dropped your Amex.
I say Amex. Who cares? 510. Come on.
Amex. Whatever. We all knew what it was.
Vin thought the same thing about Kelsey Grammer's brewery and him being an addict. Yeah, I mean, it's very well publicized. It's surprising that he would choose that since he's...
It does seem like it would raise questions. So you can't drink your beer, huh? Oh, no, I drink it.
It's delicious.
It's wonderful.
408 says, Hooman, can you please tell us when you have a winner so we're not wasting our time?
You have a winner.
All right, we have a winner already. Thank you for trying, everyone. Another chance at noon, another one at 5. All week.
Sarah, Big Brother is puke garbage. On what planet is this entertaining?
Oh, God, it's so funny. It is puke garbage, and yet I love it. And it's funny because I hated this cast the first couple episodes. I was like, I don't even know. My God, I just don't care. And now I know them all and I'm into them. And, you know, I care about the little subgroups that are forming. And now this one guy's back in the house. And, oh, my God. 10 against 2.
I cannot believe. Can you believe that?
You know what? As soon as I saw her face when they started that competition, I was like, I think she's going to win.
Really?
Like, she just had... That I am like a determined.
Well,
I don't care what you say. She almost was like glazed over, just like burning.
Tonight's going to be good.
I know. I'm so psyched.
707 says, I am a feminist. However, my 16-year-old son has been taught chivalry is what you do. It's called kindness, not dead.
You know, I feel like because as I'm walking through life, if I walk through a door and I see that it's going to affect, like I'm happy to hold it and I don't think, oh, that's a man or a woman or whatever. And I just, you know, I expect that as a human kindness, not necessarily that a dude would open a door for a lady or whatever. What actually I don't like is when I'm holding the door and a guy's like, and takes the door from me, like to usher. Like that, actually, I'm just like, dude, I got the door, just walk through it. Like, let's not have a whole.
Is he doing it rudely or?
So, I don't know.
That's fine.
I guess. But I just feel like, who cares? Just like we're holding the door. We're human beings and we're alert. We're aware of what's happening around us. And that if we let go of the door, it slams in the person's face. Like, that's all I want. Just people to be aware of what's happening around
them. Well, I always look behind me to see if there's anybody behind me.
Right. Let me hold this. Oh, I'm gonna just keep my hand on it.
Do you guys hold the elevator door for people?
No, I try to slam it.
One.
I'm in there.
One.
I'm standing to the side so you can't even see me, so I don't have to make eye contact with you, and I'm jamming the one button.
Door's closing. Sorry, can't hold it. Can't hold it. Oh.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry.
Oops. What?
Oh. What I hate is when they hit the button at just the right moment and the doors open back up again. You know,
like,
right as they're closing.
Yeah, I was trying to ice you out.
It's the truth.
I just don't want to ride with anybody.
Did I just hear that Vinny's trying to get pregnant again? No, I was telling the story that was relevant to the story about the low sperm counts and people getting pregnant. I was just trying to say, when we were getting pregnant, I was told... here's what we got to do. And I said, I'm happy to hump. I would love to.
Sure.
Let's get. And but after a certain amount of days, I started to, like, you have a friend, you told a story one time, this person.
Every day they do it.
And I just don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know what's wrong with her. Say no once in a while. No, I don't feel like it.
I fear that he must have to just hammer away.
I fear that,
like,
too.
Like, hammer.
I have great fear of that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I never would want to be
calluses on that
but so incredibly. I just have to work up to a certain speed and hold that for like 15 minutes in order to make this happen.
Okay. I got to check in with her. I talked to her for a while.
Was that too graphic?
No, kind of.
Was it?
I don't mind, though. I mean,
all right.
I'm not the FCC. I don't care.
What?
There's just certain times on this show I feel so happy.
Is it the end?
No. I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, we're getting close to the end here, but sometimes I just, like, sometimes, like, you'd almost, like, write the next few lines on the show. Like, I know what's going to happen, and I just feel like we, you know, I just love you guys. That's all.
707 says, cleavage equals confidence, and confidence equals power.
Mm. That was about the, I thought, the somewhat surprising findings of a study that said that a woman boss who shows cleavage actually is considered more powerful than one who doesn't. Hmm. I thought that was interesting.
Adoption is not just going downtown and picking up a kid. It can take you years on a waiting list. International adoption is not easy as well. Hooman can lecture all he wants, but having a child is not easy for some of us. We spent 5 years trying to conceive before we had a baby via traditional means and IVF.
Well, congratulations, and way to stick it out. You know, the thing about it is that it can actually ruin marriages. Like, people get obsessed with it, and it becomes this almost terrible thing that you're... It is a terrible... Every month when your period comes, you're horrified and depressed and decimated, and you have such high hopes each month. And I mean, I've watched couples, we all have, who hasn't known a couple that's been struggling with it, and it consumes them. It becomes what defines them. And sometimes when they can't make it happen, that is the end of them.
Yeah. 202 says, Hooman is right. Be happy with the one you have.
Yeah.
408 says, I agree with Hooman, sorta. If you have one perfect kid and the next pregnancy is not happening easily, give up.
Make it rain.
Don't mess with life. I feel there is a reason God doesn't give everyone kids, and I feel I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have any. It's too much worry for the rest of my life.
It is. You are actually opening yourself up to a world of worry. Like, you don't realize, you know you're going to love them, but man, you just think, I couldn't survive it if they died before me. It's, you know, if anything ever happened to them. And listen, S happens in life, you know? But it's you being
well,
open
to
living
the life. Our boy Leo, who's got to go in for care today.
Go, Leo. You can do this.
Yeah, Leo.
You're strong. You're a fighter.
I agree with Hooman. Adoption is an option. Too many people in the world.
Amen.
I hope we slow the baby train down.
Well, we are, and it's being done for us.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Sperm counts have halved.
In 40 years, they've halved.
I agree with Hooman. Adoption is an amazingly wonderful option.
It is
and one-child families are magnificent. This morning, everybody's sounds like, except Hooman, like they are discounting the wonderfulness of one-child families. There's nothing wrong with one-child families.
No.
They are still valid as multiple-child families.
Oh, my God. No one said they weren't.
Sounded like you were saying that, Sarah.
Sounded like you guys were saying that.
I said have as many kids or as few as you want. Don't have any. Or adopt. Do whatever you want. I said it's none of my business, and I just, you know, I don't want to tell people how to have their family.
Well, I'll tell people.
Okay. You got that angle covered, then.
Hooman, shut up!
Yeah,
you
shut
don't
up.
Know, bleep!
Shut up.
You have thousands and thousands of dollars for adoption. Also, dude, kiss a girl first, then talk about it.
Yeah, once you get in a relationship and have a kid, and then you can talk.
Adoption's not as simple as walking down to your local orphanage and picking up a kid, Hooman.
It's too bad. That actually
often takes years to go through.
That would be great.
Yeah. Let's go to the orphanage. They have orphanages anymore?
Not in this country.
There's foster families and stuff. Where do those kids go if they're not fostered out? They must be in an orphanage. It must be.
650 says, people with kids always look miserable.
That we are. We're miserable. I'm telling you, they will ruin your life. They're also the greatest thing, but they're worse. They're the worst and the best.
Thank you, Sarah, for letting me know about Ready Player One. I flew through it in 2 days. I loved every second.
So good. The second book he wrote is called Armada. I did enjoy it. It's not as I like wasn't freaking out over it the way I was. It's a clever concept with a great ending. But it's no Ready Player One. It's good, though.
Hooman wouldn't know love if it was sitting next to him in a car asking him to kiss her while playing sexy music in the background. Where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
She loves you.
Did you do yoga with her last week?
Oh, or did you?
Oh, we're out of time.
No,
oh,
we're not.
What did you do?
We're not out of time.
Did
we're
you
not
go?
Out of time.
Great show, everyone.
So did you do yogurt with her or not?
Yogurt?
Did you do it or not?
So what happened was...
Oh. Were your first date, Bryn couldn't go?
Okay. I'm getting cut off. You know, Do It for the Love, Michael Frantz's.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this yoga event that was happening that was going to give all its money to Do It for the Love. And so...
Michael Frantz's organization.
So Rachel reached out and said, hey, there's this yoga class and it's going to be on the beach. Outdoor yoga SF while the sun is setting.
Nice.
And I said, that's cool. And she goes, and it's going to be for your friend Michael and Sarah. And do you want to do yoga on the beach for Do It for the Love?
She invited you on a date. All right.
And I said, I don't know. And then she kept reminding me. And finally, I was like, okay. So I go to do yoga on the beach for Do It for the Love. And it was incredible.
Oh, hold on. I missed one.
It was incredible because there's 200 of us. We all have our headphones on. There's a DJ. You can hear this teacher speak. Like, you can hear, you know, even though you're outside.
Through your headphones?
Yeah, through the headphones, this wireless like kind of system they had going on. And there we all are with the birds flying overhead, the waves crashing all around us, and watching the sunset into the ocean.
So you made out, you threw her in the water and tumbled around with her?
It was one of the top like five yoga experiences of my life. So there we are.
Top five.
Oh, yes, Vinny. I'm not even done with the story.
Hold on. Did you position your yoga mat behind Rachel?
She was to my right.
Oh, no, that's a bad sign. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So then we're sitting there. The yoga class is over. You did yoga. You did some dancing. We all moved together.
Oh,
a lot of hugging. Hugging strangers.
Wow.
Just the love.
Wild.
The love.
Right.
I mean, you want a community. And I was looking for the people who didn't have anyone to hug. I was running to everybody.
You're so
all
kind.
Over the place.
Did you hug Rachel?
Yeah, I mean, she's right next to me, of course. What am I going to do?
I don't know. You didn't kiss her.
So there we are, me and Rachel and her friend. I can't remember the friend's name. And the three of us are watching the sunset into the ocean.
Mm.
And I'm like, this moment is so romantic.
And there's the friend.
And there's the friend. And the sun sets into the ocean. I look at Rachel. She looks at me. She looks at me and she goes, are you trying to kiss me? She bursts out laughing and she walks away. And
were
I'm like,
you?
Well, no, it was just a
moment. She likes you.
It's just a moment.
She was being funny based on the other moment. She likes you, Hooman.
I don't know about that.
She likes you.
Usually when you like
Do you
woman.
Like her?
She's a good person, you know.
Yes,
I mean, are you romantically interested in her? Yes or no? Yes or no? Are you romantically interested in her in any way, shape, or form? Do you get stirrings when you...
I have...
thought of her
feelings of concern, but not overwhelming feelings of concern.
She
just
likes you.
Feelings
Ask
of concern.
Ask her out on a date.
What about
take a
that?
Chance.
What kind of chance?
The
do you
kind
want me to take?
On love. Take a chance on love.
Do for once in your life. Do the thing you do for everybody else. Make
Match
a reservation
make.
At Kokari and take her there.
Yeah.
Already going twice.
Yeah. Well, but somewhere else
week.
Then. Some other highfalutin restaurant.
Oh wait. Kokari.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, and don't forget Outdoor Yoga SF because it was so awesome.
He did that.
Oh, sorry.
Have you seen her since the yoga class?
Like face to face? No.
Have you spoken with her, texted with her, emailed her?
Yeah.
Who initiated those conversations?
Well, she needed to take pictures of some wine bottle. And I said to her, I go,
thought you were going somewhere else with that. Has she sent you a picture of her boobies?
Well,
Wait, what?
I was going to answer the first question first. She has not sent a picture of her boobies. Anyway, her camera on her phone isn't as good as the camera on my phone. And she's not as good a photographer as I am.
Right.
So I took all these pictures of the wine bottle and I said, I'm going to put all these in a Dropbox for you for your wine blog. And she said, oh, that would be great. Wow. We are so late.
We are, but we bought that story
I
from
feel like
you.
You got the truth?
It. Yeah, we're going to start. We're going to start with that tomorrow, so have some more details.
Are you still texting bitches?
Yes or no? Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Nice little nugget from home and there.
Yeah, I knew about it since Monday and I
forgot.
Oh,
you did know.
What's today?
Wednesday.
Someone had texted in that they saw him.
Oh, at the yoga thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that we're out in the world and someone wrote in today and they said they saw me at the post office yesterday.
Oh, they did. And they said that, sorry if... they looked really creepy to you. They couldn't place you until they heard his voice this morning.
Oh.
I didn't notice at all. So it didn't occur
no
to me.
No creepy people at
no,
the
I was busy, whatever, putting stuff in the mail. Checks, money, and, you know, bleep you.
The listeners, they're out there watching. And thank you, listeners, because without you, we wouldn't know about what Hooman is up to
right.
in his life.
That's so funny, though. I mean, come on, man. That chick likes him, right?
No, I think so, too.
Yeah.
She even made the joke about the whole kiss thing. She probably would have kissed him if her stupid girlfriend wasn't right there with her. God, third wheels. They're the worst. But it would be nice if he opened himself up to love.
Mm-hmm.
He could use it, man. That guy's a ball of stress. And it'd probably help his back. He'd get in better shape.
A ball of stress over what?
I don't know. All of
this is the first time we've asked him to step up and do anything.
I don't know. Just not releasing the toxins.
That are
like
built up.
Oh,
that kind of stress. Sure. You know, he's like got all kinds of. He's a great dude.
just
walked in the other room. I'm like, I'm gonna say he's a weird dude, but I don't want to say that. He's the best.
Right. I love he's Hooman. One of your best friends.
He
of course,
and he's standing remains a mystery to me.
He's great.
I never know what's gonna set him off. I never know what's gonna make him happy.
Well, you guys had a little tiff earlier today.
Oh, no, we smile at each other. I can always tell he's not going to go dark on me if he smiles at me afterward. If he refuses to make eye contact after we have an exchange or back, you know, because he can sit back in his chair and then there's a wall between us so I can't see him. And then I'm like, oh, crap. I stepped in it with Hooman. But don't worry, everyone. Everything's fine. All right. Whew. Stick around. Noon and 5 o'clock. More chances to win your way into Disney. Don't forget about Big Brother tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.